Today, Bap Dada is looking at his Raj Dulare children in all four corners. The word Raj Dulare
is Parmatam Dular.
The beloved children who are going to become sovereigns. You can say crown children. So that's what the word Raj Dulare means. This love is received only to you children who are a few out of multi-millions. Bap Dada is seeing three thrones of each child. These three thrones are received by only you children at this Sangam Yug in the whole Kalpa. Are you able to visualize these three thrones? The throne of the forehead. On which the soul is shining. The second throne. The second throne is God's heart throne. Aren't all of you seated on the heart throne?
Or this?
And the third throne is the future throne of the kingdom. You have become the most fortunate one by being seated on the heart throne. This God's throne is achieved only to you, the most fortunate children. The throne of the future kingdom will definitely be received by you, but who will become the heir? Who will claim the right to it? It will be only that one who becomes a self-sovereign at this time. If no self-sovereignty at this time, then no sovereignty of the world in the future too. Because it is only through the self-sovereignty you receive now that you also receive the future world sovereignty. all the sanskars of ruling over the world are created at this time only. So, does each one of you experience yourself to be a self-sovereign? Because there is a praise of the future kingdom. You know the praise, don't you? It is one rule, one kingdom. Everything in law and order. Happiness, peace, prosperity, everything accomplished to its fullest extent in the kingdom. Do you remember? How many times you have claimed self-sovereignty and world sovereignty? Are you able to recollect? How many times have you claimed both? Are you able to remember that clearly? Or you are able to remember only on trying to remember? Yesterday you had ruled, and tomorrow you have to rule. Is the awareness so clear?
Yes, Sapasht Samarthi.
This clear awareness will be experienced only by that soul who at this time is constantly a self-ruler. Therefore, are you self-sovereign? Are you self-sovereign constantly or only sometimes? What will you say? Are you always self-sovereigns? Are you double foreigners? This is your turn, is it not? So are all of you self-sovereigns?
Oh, Pandav.
Yes, Pandav.
Hey.
Are you?
Sada.
Always?
Sada Shabd Pooch Rahe.
Baba is emphasizing on the word always. Are you always self-sovereigns? Why Baba is saying that? Because in this birth, which is a very small birth, if in this birth, you are always self-sovereigns, if you are not always self-sovereigns, then how can you claim the sovereignty of the world constantly there for 21 births? Do you want to become a constant ruler there for 21 births? Or do you want to be a ruler only sometimes there? Or do you want to be always a ruler in golden age and silver age? At least not your head if you want to be that. You want to become a ruler for all 21 births, is it not? Ruler means even if you are a member of the royal family, then too you are a ruler, because on the throne only few will be seated. But there, just as much respect a sovereign gets there, that much respect even the royal family gets. They also are called sovereigns. But it all depends on what you are here, because what you are here is connected with that in the future. If you are sometimes a ruler here, then you will be sometimes a ruler there. And if you are always a ruler here, self-sovereign here, then you will always be a sovereign there. Therefore, to claim full rights from the father means to claim full rights from the father means to become complete sovereigns now as well as for 21 births in the future. That is, for all 21 births to become sovereigns all the time. Therefore, are you the ones who are going to claim full rights, or will you claim only half the rights or a little rights? Will you claim full rights, all 21 births, not even one birth less? What do you say? And if you say all 21 births, then what will you have to do for that? What will you have to do? Bab Dada
Gita makes every child a complete heir. That is, an heir who takes the full inheritance. Haven't you become such heirs? Or do you say that you are doubtful, that there's a question whether you will become complete or full heirs, or whether you will not get complete inheritance? What do you say? Are you doubtful? No. I have to become that. This should be your consciousness. Okay, raise your hand. Those who say that they have to become it. They have to become it. You all say that you have to become it? Okay, good. Everyone is raising their hand. Okay, Baba is looking around.
Yes, I'm bismalaki.
So, which you will become beads of which rosary? Will it be the rosary of 108? How many are here? Nearly 18 to 1900 double foreigners sitting in this gathering. Over 1800. Will all of you come in the rosary of 108? So if it is 1800 here, then we'll have to extend the rosary of 108, is it not? No, it won't be good if you come in the rosary of 16,000. Do you want to come in the rosary of 16,000? No. Faith, and it is confirmed. Make that be your experience. Say to yourself, if it won't be myself, who else will it be? Do you have that much intoxication that nobody else can become except you? Nobody else can become it besides you. Aren't you the ones who are going to become that? Yes or no? Isn't it you? Yes? Isn't it you?
Pandavas?
Will it be only you who are going to become that? Those sitting at the back? Will it be you who are going to become that? Raising their hand, everyone raising their hand. Have you seen yourself in the mirror? Have you had a vision of yourself in the mirror? Surrenders to you on seeing the faith all of you have, and he says, wow, how great each child is, how great. Aren't you the ones who are supposed to be praised in this way? As the ones for whom it should be said, how great, not the ones for whom there's a question, why. Sometimes there's a question, why, also for you. Because it's either wah, that is great, or it is high, that means, oh, how sad. And the third is cry. So, wah, high, and cry. You are the ones for whom it will be said, "Wow, how great you are." Babdada is especially proud of the double foreigners. Babdada is proud of the double foreigners in particular. Why? Those of Bharat, they invited God in Bharat. But Bab Dada is proud of the double foreigners because
the double foreigners,
because the double foreigners have actually bound Bab Dada in their honest love, in the bondage of their honesty and love. Majority of the double foreigners are very honest. Some, of course, do hide, but majority of the double foreigners write their weaknesses and present in front of the father very honestly. Therefore, the best thing which Baba likes is your honesty. This is why
bhakti mein bhi kehte hai.
Even in bhakti, on the path of devotion, they say,
God is truth.
God is truth.
Sabse pyari cheez sachai.
The best thing which God loves is truth. Because the one who's truthful is also very clean.
Clean or clear?
That one is clean and clear. This is why thread of love of the double foreigners binds the father towards them, or pulls the father towards them. Of course, there are some who aren't like this, but that's only a few. Therefore, double foreigners, never, never give up this speciality of yours, the speciality of honesty, truthfulness, which is in you, the power of truth. Acts like a lift. All of you like truthfulness, don't you? Pandav, say to all of you like truthfulness. Yes, even those of Madhuban like it. All the residents of Madhuban, raise your hand. From all over, Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, everyone, all Madhuban Nivasis, here are all the arms of Madhuban. All of you, raise your hand. Raise your hand high. There are many sitting on Baba's left. Do those of Madhuban like truthfulness? The one who is truthful, it will be easy for him to even remember Baba. Why? It will even be easy for him to remember Baba. Why? Because Baba is the truth. And therefore, the one who is truthful, for him, it will be very easy to remember the truthful. He won't have to work hard on it. Even if someone finds it hard to remember Baba, even now, it means there is something lacking in truthfulness, either in the thoughts or even in the dreams. Some truthfulness is lacking, because where there is truthfulness, there you just create a thought, Baba, and the Lord will be present in front of you. This is why Bap Dada loves honesty, truthfulness. The word Sachai can have different meanings. It can also mean honesty, it can mean truthfulness too. So Bap Dada loves Sachai, that's the Hindi word, truthfulness and honesty. Therefore, Vagdata gives a signal to the children, or Vagdata is signaling to the children that if you wish to claim the complete inheritance for 21 births, then at this time itself, right now, check to what extent you are self-sovereigns. Because on the basis of how much self-sovereigns you become at this time, you will be able to claim your rights in the future. Therefore, check as the saying goes, one rule. There will be only one rule there, not two rules, not two kingdoms. Therefore, when at present in self-rule is there one rule? Is it self-rule, or is it that sometimes others also rule over you? Sometimes Maya rules over you, and if sometimes Maya rules over you, will it be said that you have self-rule? Therefore, is there self-rule or one rule all the time? Hope you are not enslaved by someone. Sometimes self-rule, sometimes Maya's rule. If it is so, then you should consider that you are still attaining the complete attainments. You haven't attained completely. You are still in the process of attaining, and therefore always check second is one religion. So one rule and now one religion. And here religion or dharma, the real meaning of dharma is the inculcations. Now which are the special inculcations? The special inculcation of virtues is purity. That's the religion. Therefore, is there one religion in you? That is not even in your thoughts or dreams. There should be, or that is there purity even in your thoughts and dreams to the complete extent?
Maybe.
if in your thoughts or in your dreams there is even a shadow of impurity, then what will it be said? Will it be said that there is one religion? Will it be said that purity is complete? If it isn't, then check why it isn't so. Because time is going ahead fast. Time is racing fast. And if time is running fast and you are slow, then you will not be able to reach your destination in time. Is it not? This is why check again and again. Is there one rule? Is there one religion? Is there law and order? Or does Maya gives its own orders? God's children are those who follow the supreme instructions of God. They are under God's law and order, not under Maya's law and order. Therefore, check your future sanskars should be visible now. You have to fill the future sanskars now. It won't be that you will fill those sanskars only in the future. Do you have happiness? Do you have peace? Do you have the prosperity? So are you happy? Are you peaceful? Are you prosperous? Hope that your happiness is not based on only the facilities you have, but your happiness is super sensuous happiness beyond the senses. Because these facilities are based on, they lead to sensual pleasures. But super sensuous happiness is not based on physical facilities. Is your peace unbroken? Hope it doesn't break sometimes. Yes. Because what is the praise of golden age? The praise of golden age is unbroken peace, unbroken happiness, everything unbroken, constant, continuous. Is there prosperity too? Actually, prosperity means wealth, and wealth leads to prosperity.
Sarva sampatti.
All wealth to you. Is there all the wealth? What is your wealth? Your prosperity is your virtues, your powers. That's your wealth. Do you have all that? And what is the sign of that? If I am prosperous in the wealth of virtues and powers, then what is the sign of that? The sign of that is contentment. The basis of all achievements, or the proof that I have all achievements, is contentment. Dissatisfaction is a sign of not all attainments. Therefore, check. There shouldn't be even one speciality lacking. Do you check to that extent? Do you check to that extent? Your whole future world depends on the sanskars you create at this time. Again, Baba's rhyming word, sanskar and sansar. Sansar means world. So the present sanskars will create your future sansar or world. What do all of you say? Who are you? You are world transformers, aren't you? Aren't you world transformers? If you are, then before you become world transformers, you have to become self transformers. That is, you have to transform the self before you can transform the world. Therefore, you have to check all these sanskars in yourself. From this checking, you will be able to come to know whether you'll be able to come in the rosary of 108 or not. This type of checking is a mirror for you, and in this mirror, look at your present and your future. You can see in it. Now all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? Yes. And Baba smiles. He did become serious when he spoke about self-rule and world-rule. Now he smiles. He's become lighter. You know the meaning of holy very well, don't you? Haven't you described the meaning of it? Therefore, today, Bhakti Dada is saying specially to the double foreigners. The Madhubani Vasis are also together. It is very good. Baba is speaking to also the Madhubani Vasis and to everyone who has come. Whether some have come from Bombay, some have come from Delhi, but at this time all of you are Madhubani Vasis. And double foreigners too. Where do you belong now? All of you are Madhubani Vasis, aren't you? It's good to be a Madhubani Vasi, is it not? To all the children, whether you are seated here face to face or whether you are in your places and listening to Bap Dada, Bap Dada wishes one transformation from all of you. And if you are courageous, then only Bap Dada will say it. Are you courageous to listen? If you are, and they are raising their hand, are you courageous? You'll have to do it. You'll have to do it. Yeah, you may raise your hand and it's done. No, you'll have to do it. You'll have to do it. Or, yes, it is good to raise your hand, but it should be the hand of your mind, not just the physical hand, but it should be the hand of your mind. Raise the hand of your mind. Should Baba say? Double foreigners are sitting closer to Baba. So actually, you know, if someone is very close to that one, all things of the heart are spoken, no? Therefore, Baba is telling you what is in his heart. It is seen, Baba is able to see it, that all of you have lots and lots of love, great love for Baba and for service. You cannot stay without Baba and you also cannot stay without service. This is the certificate of majority of the children, which is good. Bap Dada looks around in all four directions. However, the word however has come, but however. Majority's sound is
koi na koi aisa sans
majority's sound is that a majority say that some or the other old sanskar which we don't wish that it comes, but that old sanskar still attracts us sometimes. This is why, as all of you have come to celebrate Holi, then Holi means past is past. Holi. Ho means past, Li is gone. So what is past is past. So even if there is an old sanskar which is just 5% or 10%, it could be even 50%, whatever it may be, even if it is just 5%, so today burn these old sanskars in the bonfire of Holi. Holi also means a bonfire in which you burn all the old. Therefore, if there is someone who says, I have this old sanskar which comes in between from time to time and disturbs me, each one can know, each one understands, each one does understand, is it not? Therefore, one holy is burning, lighting a fire, and the other holy is coloring one another. And holy also means past is past. Therefore, Bap Dada wishes that if there is any old sanskar still remaining, because of which the world is not transforming, so today burn or destroy that old sanskar today. Burn it for good. Destroy it for good. Just as when someone dies, his body is cremated. The word cremation also means, the Hindi word for cremation is sanskar. The last sanskar, that is the last rites in the form of cremating the body. Therefore, Baba is saying, do the last rites of the old sanskars today. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Baba is looking around and saying, can you do it? You may say that you don't want those old sanskars to come to you. You may say that, but they do come and you don't know what to do when they come. Do you think like that? Are you thinking like that? Okay, you may say that it comes by mistake, though you don't want it, you don't want it to come. But then, why don't you think in this way, that supposing you give something to someone, and even if it comes to you by mistake, it comes back to you by mistake, you have given it away and it comes back to you by mistake, do you go and put it in the cupboard and preserve it? No, no, you will give it back to that one, won't you? From where it came, to whom you had given. Therefore, even if it comes, don't preserve it. Don't let it stay in you, in your heart. Because Baba is sitting in your heart, is it not? So if Baba is sitting in your heart, how can that old sanskar stay with Baba in your heart? Will it look good if that old sanskar also stays with Baba in your heart? No, it won't look good, won't it? Therefore, even if it comes to you by mistake, at that time, say in your heart or from the heart, Baba, 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 and it will finish. A full stop will be applied because Baba is a dot and the dot will be put. But if you say from the heart only, then it will happen. If you say, you say it with selfishness, you know, like somebody wants it, wants to keep it, and he says just externally, take it, but internally he doesn't want to give it. Then how can Baba take away something which belongs to you? First of all, you should not think that it belongs to you, then Baba will take it away. If you think that it belongs to you, how can Baba take it away from you? Because it doesn't belong to Baba. So what will you do? Will you celebrate holy in this way? Will you? Holy. Past is past. Holy. Yes? Okay. Those who think that they have made a determined thought that, okay, sometimes you say I have to take it out again and again, doesn't matter, take it out again and again, even if it comes by mistake, take it out. Don't say, oh, what to do, I want to take it out, but it doesn't go. No, I have to take it out, I have to take it out. This will be a determined thought. So will you make a determined thought? Now you may raise your hand, who will make this determined thought? Say it from your heart. Let it be the hand of your mind. Yes? Why aren't you raising your hand? Baba's looking at somebody and saying, yes, Baba's looking around to see the hands raised. Keep them raised. Keep your hands raised. Why is this one not raising his hand? Baba is saying, who is not raising his or her hand? Everyone should raise your hand. See, even the dadis are raising their hands. Very good, very good. Congratulations, congratulations. See, what is happening is that the advance party is telling Baba again and again, Baba, for how long? How much more time? How much more time? And secondly, even nature is requesting Baba, Baba, transform us, transform us. And Brahma Baba is saying too, that for how long will this go on? When will we open the gates of Paramdham? Because all of you have to accompany Brahma Baba, is it not? You don't have to stay behind. All of you will accompany Brahma Baba, won't you? You will all open the gate together with Brahma Baba, won't you? Though Brahma Baba will open the key with his hand, but all of you will be together with Brahma Baba, won't you? Therefore, now bring about this transformation. I will not allow the old sanskar to come. It's not mine at all. It belongs to Ravan. Why should I have it with me? Say that like that to yourself. If somebody else's thing is with you, will you keep it? No.
it's not yours, so even the old sanskar doesn't belong to you, it is Ravan's. So why have you kept it with you? Should you keep it with you? No, no, you shouldn't keep it with you, is it not? Are you sure? Are you sure? Pakka? Pakka? So, yes, now you can play with colors, but before you play with colors, the holy of colors, first play this holy of finishing the old sanskars in the bonfire. See, for you there is a praise. The praise is that you are merciful. Aren't you all merciful gods and goddesses? Are you all merciful deities? And aren't you feeling mercy on souls? Aren't you feeling mercy on your brothers and sisters who are so unhappy, so sorrowful? Don't you feel mercy on seeing their sorrows? Are you feeling the mercy on them? Therefore, change your sanskars and the change. Unless you change your sanskars, the world also will not be able to change. So what will you do? Today, Baba heard the good news that all of you will come on this, will take drishti from Baba. It's a good thing. Bab Dada is obedient, is it not? However, you are laughing on hearing this word. However, yes, you may laugh, never mind. It is said that drishti changes the srishti. Srishti means world. So through drishti you can change the world. So now as you will take drishti from Baba, through the drishti, have the determination, I will definitely change myself in order to change the world. Because Bab Dada notices. All the attainments are possible only if there is a practice of a long period. It won't be that it will come at the right time. No, you need practice of a long time. Just as you want to claim a rule for a long time, you need practice of a long time too. So is it okay? Double forms. Are you happy? Are you happy? This time you have stayed in this unlimited home, Shanti Van, haven't you? See, every place has its own benefit. In Mount Abu, the benefit is of its own, and Shantivan benefit is of its own.
Here you are close to the large family. You are close to the dadis. There you are close to the divine land of divine activities of Bap Dada. But do you like it here in Shantivan? You are remembering Madhuban, aren't you? Little bit. And Baba smiles because Baba knows that double forms are remembering Madhuban a lot. Though they are staying physically here, but they are remembering Madhuban. So Baba is saying, Baba is happy to see. That the double foreigners' number is growing, and because of the quantity, you could not stay in Pandavabhavan and Gyan Sarovar, that is in Mount Abu. But it is good, no, if the expansion takes place and your number grows, and it is also good if you are able to be together in one place at the same time. This is also a good experience, is it not? And actually Madhuban Nivasi should thank the double foreigners, because that at the time of the double foreigners meeting, Madhuban Nivasi is also given a chance. So Madhuban Nivasi should thank the double foreigners. So Madhuban Nivasi are thanking the double foreigners for giving them a chance to be with them in Shantivan to hear the Murli. So Madhuban Nivasi are glad. See how happy the Madhuban Nivasi are. Otherwise, in the whole season, all the Madhuban Nivasis don't get the chance. And double foreigners have given a chance to the Madhuban Nivasis. So Bap Dada is also thanking them. Yes, now double foreigners are clapping for Madhuban Nivasis because Baba is thanking them. Okay. Heard the news about the NCO meeting and all the service plans you made in the meeting. You have prepared very good plans. All those who sent messages of their service plans to Baba. Baba heard them. He has heard them. And it is good. Because if you do big programs in foreign lands, then the sound in foreign lands, so sound from foreign lands will reach Bharat through the media, or can reach Bharat through the media, because those of Bharat made a trial, didn't they? That the sound from Bharat reaches abroad through the media. Therefore, from foreign lands, the sound should reach Bharat through the media. Because you have to spread the sound in Bharat now, and media is a good method for that. Therefore, whatever programs have been sent to Baba, that is liked by Bap Dada. Bap Dada is liked them very much. Yes, you bring that into practical form, and by bringing them into a practical form, the voice will spread. Is it okay? It is good. And one thing Baba observed, that Bap Dada has received a list. What list has he received? What about which Bap Dada had said that all those souls who have become cooperative and have come close either through service of different professions or through conferences, get-together, retreats, dialogues, all those have become cooperative and are in good contact. Baba had asked for their list, and Baba got their list. The list has come from abroad first. And for this, congratulations to Double Foreigners for sending the list. You have worked hard on preparing this list. You worked hard on such souls. Yeah, this one has written. Who has written? UK list. Which are the list? Europe and UK and Europe. UK and Europe list. Baba has received. Chanti Ben has worked hard and prepared the list. I don't know, Baba also mentioned. So even though the Bharat should prepare the list. And then a day may come where there could be an international meeting of the cooperative souls, and they will become enthusiastic when they hear each other's experiences. So foreign list has come first. Therefore, Bap Dada is happy with the Double Foreigners. Also, your letters and greeting cards keep coming. Nowadays, so many emails are coming. They are writing letters to Baba through emails. So all those children who have given their news, whether it's children of India or of abroad, because in Bharat, very good programs were held during Shivratri time, and they kept giving the news.
Are we some idea of that?
Now, as time is speeding up, you need to go faster than the speed of time. Bhaktada heard that there are children from many countries. Also, the main instruments from each country are also here. So, one main instrument of each country is a stand-up. Baba wishes to see you. One main instrument of each country, stand-up. Baba wishes to see you. Yeah, from 77 countries, double foreigners have come. From 77 countries. So, one main representative of each country, stand up. There are Pandavas as well as Shaktis, brothers as well as sisters, the main representatives of each country. Yes. Yeah, show on the television screen. Let everyone see. Yes, it's good. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of you. You have brought your groups from your countries. You have prepared them and made them ready to come here. And for that, Bab Dada, to each one of you is congratulating you personally. So personal congratulations to each one of you for bringing and preparing such beautiful groups, and you brought them to Madhuvan. You have served very well. Okay, you may sit down. And Shashi Ben is telling Baba that this time there were so many retreats for mothers, for kumaris, for kumars, for couples, for half kumars, for teachers, for children. So many retreats for everyone. 3 days, 1st to 4th, 4 days. There were retreats for these different groups, and Baba is saying it's very good. You did a very good thing for keeping special programs for each group. You kept bhattis for each group. That was very good. It was good because each one of you could be in your own group, and you enjoyed in your group. It was good. This method was good. Very good. You liked it very much, is it not? And Mohini Ben of New York is saying, first time bhatti for couples was held in Madhuban, and kumars are... All the Kumars stand up who were in the bhatti, in the Kumars bhatti, double foreigners. They have worn a red scarf around their necks to be distinguished. You like it? You liked it that you had your bhatti separately? Say, You keep having bhattis, don't you? You do have bhattis every year, retreats every year.
Sabhi.
Oh, very good. All of you have the blessing of may you be immortal, is it not? You are immortal. This blessing is with you, is it not? You have received it, this blessing, yes? Therefore, remain immortal. Remain immortal. Very good. You may sit down. Now, those of the international couples retreat, stand up. International couples retreat. They have prepared a beautiful banner. International couples retreat banner. And the symbol is Vishnu.
All those who attended couples retreat, can you all stand up?
All please stand. Those who attended the couples retreat, they have a banner, they have flags of this retreat with Vishnu, the symbol of Vishnu in their hand. They prepared a very beautiful symbol of Vishnu. Bab Dada liked it very much. Very good.
Ami Sadai Pravarti Ko.
Now
Pravarti Nahi.
You have to make the Pravarti. Pravarti means family, household. But change that household into Parvarti means detached and loving household. So you are not just householders, but you are those couples who are loving and detached. That is your symbol. Very good. Very good. Congratulations. Yes. And they are showing the banner to Baba. Yes. They are showing this banner to Baba. Yes, Baba likes this banner. It's written BK Couples Retreat, International BK Couples Retreat. Now half Kumars who were in there, but he half Kumars, other Kumars, half Kumars in their own Bhatti, only brothers Bhatti. Only those who were in the brothers Bhatti. And married brothers Bhatti.
Sabhi other Kumar jo bhi hai.
All of you other Kumars, half Kumars, what intoxication do you have that our companion is almighty authority? Your companion is almighty authority. So Baba is your companion and you are in the company of Baba. So half Kumars should have that intoxication that our companion is Baba himself. You are combined with Baba. Do not consider yourself to be alone or single, but you are combined with Baba. Baba and you are combined. Now all the Kumaris Bhatti, yes, brothers may sit down. Now all the Kumaris who did the Bhatti, they stand up. All the unmarried sisters, Kumaris, is giving them drishti. You are Kumaris as well as Brahma Kumaris. You are a Kumari. and also a Brahma Kumari. So what will the Kumaris do? You will do some Kamal, no? Some wonders, won't you? You have to, you are the right hands of Baba, aren't you? In service, aren't you Baba's right hands? It is good. Bab Dada is very happy when he sees the Kumaris. Bab Dada knows that you Kumaris will become instruments to serve so many souls. You will become world benefactors. It is very good. Okay, you may sit down. Also, the mothers. There was mother's bhatti, 450 mothers in their bhatti. Mothers are very clever. See, Bab Dada has given the mothers the chance to move forward. You have brought this chance into a practical form, and this is why congratulations. Very good. You are the incarnation of Shakti. Now you should expand your gathering, that is, create more mothers. Everywhere mothers are always in more number. Even in foreign lands, mothers are more than others. In Bharat too, mothers are more than others. In the whole Kalpa you get a chance only now, mothers, and therefore you have taken a good chance. Okay, you may sit down.
Jitne bhi center nivasi jinhone bhatti ki thi aur NCOs aur center nivasis.
Yes, center nivasis, NCOs,
meeting
all the center nivasis and NCOs, please stand up.
Jaldi jaldi khado.
Stand up quickly.
NCOs or center nivasis.
There are also about 300 NCOs and center nivasis. Baba is telling them. Very good. A center nivasi means the one who increases his account of charity. Whoever comes to you,
Baba Kapadi Chedi,
you give them Baba's introduction and make them belong to Baba. In this way you increase your account of charity. Therefore, you are a center Nivasi, and therefore you should always think that I am a charitable soul. I am accumulating a lot. I've got a chance to accumulate a lot of charity in my account. And as much you keep on accumulating charity in your account, that much your account will keep on increasing, and even if there are other actions done, they will be finished too as your charity increases. So you are good charitable souls. There are Kumars in this group, there are the Pandavas. As you have become instruments in service, you have got a very good chance. Always, you are those instrument souls who will continue to increase service. So whether it's the Pandavas or whether it's the Shaktis, to both of you, Bap Dada congratulates you for the service you have been doing. Okay, you may sit down. Also, little children had their retreat. Little children had their retreat. There are about 20, 30 little children. Little children, stand up. All the little children. Yes. About 20 to 30 little children were there. Did you like? You liked it very much, little children? You liked your retreat very much? Very good. Little children can do wonders. Little children can do such service which even elder ones can do. Why? Because children, everyone loves children. Therefore, you did a good thing. Very good. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba is Spark ka group aaya hai khas.
This time there's a group of Spark spiritual applications and research center. There are about 200 of them from the Spark group, 100 from Bharat and 100 from abroad. 200 in this group. You may just wave to Baba. No need to stand up, just wave to Baba. Yes. Very good. You are doing practical research on becoming experienced and making others have the experience. So now you have to increase this experience stage and show a practical proof, because people want to see a practical proof. They should see your example, then they'll be able to accept easily. It is good. Keep on moving forward. Become an example yourself and make others examples too. Very good. Oh, Ramesh Bhai is saying that we are about 300 of us who will do meeting from tomorrow onwards. So the topic is holistic lifestyle in Sangam Yoga. Holistic lifestyle in Sangam Yoga. That's their topic. And also experience and experiments and result oriented service. How to do? Very good topic, Baba Singh. Dadi Janki will inaugurate, he's saying tomorrow. Very good. Okay, very good. Very good. Baba likes it. Okay.
Double foreigners. Double nasheb.
Double foreigners. You experience double intoxication, don't you? Always doubly intoxicated, are you?
Special milana.
You got special from Baba. You feel it special, don't you? Hope you didn't feel that you got less, no? Now all Madhubani Vasis stand up. Double forms are clapping for Madhubani Vasis. Double foreigners are so happy to see the Madhubani Vasis, because they really worked very hard to make the double foreigners comfortable in Shantivan, and they are clapping louder and louder. All double foreigners clapping louder and louder for Madhubani Vasis. See how much double foreigners love the Madhubani Vasis. On seeing the service you Madhubani Vasis do, all the double foreigners are very happy. People ask, who is running this organization? Who is giving the instructions? They're not able to know anything, as if the machine is going on automatically without anyone really ordering or directing. So it's the fortune of service which the Madhubani Vasis do, that's very great.
Madhubani Vasi jo bhi group aata hai,
whichever group comes to Madhuban, you Madhubani Vasis become an example in front of them. Maybe you don't give a speech, don't give a lecture or a class or read the Murli in a center, but to become an example, is a very big service. It's the biggest service. To give the experience of satisfaction to everyone is a very big service. Therefore, whether it's a double foreigners or whether it's those of Bharat, whenever they come to Madhuban, or when the Madhuban Nivasis go anywhere, everyone gives so much to Madhuban Nivasis. Everyone says, oh, they've come from Madhuban, he or she has come from Madhuban. Therefore, those of Madhuban are no less. Sakar Brahma Baba used to say that the one who is in the kitchen cooking is also in the heart. So you are in the kitchen as well as in the heart, means the Madhuban Nivasis cook for everyone, no? So you are in the kitchen as well as in the heart. Again, the rhyming was chul is the stove or the gas, and dil is heart. So Baba's rhyming words, Baba's great love for everyone of Madhuban. You are worthy of receiving the Father's love. Because you have kept the aim of satisfying everyone through your service. It is good. See, the gathering is so big. Therefore, congratulations for a big gathering as well as for the big service you do. You can sit down, so we're all sitting. Double foreigners are so happy to see the Madhuban Nivasis, to also hear what Baba speaks to the Madhuban Nivasis. Double foreigners are very happy to hear that. Remember what Bap Dada has said, don't forget. Now we will celebrate the ceremony of finishing of the old sanskars. And you like it, don't you? And then you will be called for that in that ceremony. Whoever will finish the sanskars will be invited for that ceremony. Okay.
all the special souls in all four corners who have claimed the three thrones, who are seated on the three thrones. To all the special souls who are self-sovereigns, all the great donor souls who become merciful and give a handful of peace and happiness to the desperate souls. All the souls, to all the Bap Saman souls who through determination and who determination always experience success, to such Bap Saman souls, Bap Dadas Yad Pyar and Namaste. Gates 4 and 5 and then come in from gate number 3. So we clap by because Baba, Bap Dada are meeting the Dadis, Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki are embracing Baba. And Baba is telling them, you are carefree kings. Bap Dada always sees you as carefree kings, Dadis. And Dadi Janki saying, yes, Baba, why should we have any worry of? You are there in front of us, no need to worry, Dadi Janki saying. And Baba saying, why you are carefree? A earplug. Your phone is being put on Daddy's ear and therefore Baba stopped. Why you are carefree kings? Because you are big-hearted. You are generous-hearted. And Daddies are looking at Baba. And wherever there is a big heart, someone has a big heart, then whatever needs to happen, happens. And whatever is needed also comes automatically. And how we have kept a big heart, Dadiji is saying, it's because of you. Big Baba, big heart and big family, Dadiji is saying. Dadi Nirmal Shanta is here in the group today. She's come all the way from Calcutta to meet Bap Dada and she's shaking hand with Baba and Baba still Dadi Nirmal Shanta. Very good, you have come in this gathering. Everyone remembers you, is it not?
Dadi Nirmal Shandar telling Baba, Baba, thank you, thank you, thank you. She is called Par Dadi, means great grandmother. And Dadi Nirmal Shandar saying, no, I'm simple and sample. And everyone is saying, Dadi Nirmal Shandar to sit down, she's standing. So, Dadi Jan Kishan, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, you want to go closer to Baba, and Baba is that she's saying, Baba is in my heart, and Baba is saying, yes, she says everything, whatever is in her heart to Baba, so she's already in Baba's heart. She has a lovely chit chat with Baba all the time. And she's saying, well, with whom else will I speak to? Only to Baba. So I speak to Baba the whole day. There's no one else to speak to. I just speak to Baba whole day. And she's pulling on with her health too. And Baba speaking to Shanta Mani Dadi. Her health is not very good. She has actually spine problem and she cannot stand up for long. So Baba speaking to Shanta Mani Dadi too. You are the original jewel and everybody is happy to see your courage and how you are moving forward. See, and Baba is telling to Dadi Nirmal Shanta, see, everybody is remembering you so much. And now, the three Dadas are invited on the stage. Nivya Bhai, Bijman Bhai and Ramesh Bhai are invited on the stage. Each one has got a good part to play. I was saying to all the Dadis, each one's part is very good. Wherever you are staying, that place becomes a lovely place. Because when Dadi is there, you know, Madhuban means Dadi Ratan Mohini, and Gyan Sarovar means Dadi Manohar Indra, and Shantivan is Dadi Shantamani, and Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki, of course, everywhere. And therefore, Baba is telling the three Dadis too that you are given a place, and that place becomes lovely because of you. So Nirmala Mohini Ben of New York, Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben are being invited on the stage. Dr. Nirmala So Baba has got hold of Dr. Nirmala's hand. Now Jayanti Ben has come with a bouquet of flowers. Sudesh Ben is here. Chakradhari Ben is here too. Mohini Ben is coming. Baba is telling them, it's very good. All of you are all-round servers. So all the RCOs are here. The regional heads are here. You all enjoy service, don't you? Baba is telling Dr. Nirmala, Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, Mohini Ben, Chakradhari Ben. It is good. You have spread Baba's message, the sound in all four corners. Is everyone's health okay? Is everyone's health okay? And they are nodding their heads and saying, yes, Baba. It's a very good group. Baba, Sudeshwan is saying that Baba has filled specialities, filled the blessings and made everything good, good. Bab Dada has great love for you, for the service you do and for all the children. You have made very good plans for the service to be done. Very good. Congratulations. Vedanti Ben is also here. So
कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा, कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा, प्यार और दुलार तो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार तो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार
टोली मिलेगी और ये होली के निमित्त भी गीत प्रस्तुत करेंगे। टोली बच्चों की बाबा से बोली, हैप्पी होली, होली आई है आई, मस्ती छाई है छाई।
Thank you. Thank you. तुम सा हसीन बाबा, तुम सा हसीन।